And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. And the Chamber invites you to embark on an unforgettable journey and explore the wonders of South Africa this September. The trip's 9 days, 8 nights, with airfare out of RDU, hotels, and most meals included. Learn more at carolinachamber.org. We're joined now on the phone by the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how's it going today?
Good. It's going really well.
Have you gotten outside at all?
Yes, I was up in Hillsborough today, so I had that opportunity. Hooray!
Yes, lovely, lovely walking around downtown Hillsborough in this weather for sure. Wanted to check in with you really quickly about the commissioners meeting from last night. It looks like there is a discussion of appointments and boards. So what's the latest on that discussion?
Well, part of it, twice a year, this time of year, we have half of them came last month and half of our boards come, and they just have like 10 minutes, but that opportunity, the chair, the vice chair, or sometimes some of the other board members, just give us an update, you know, what they accomplished and what their goals are. And it's, you know, just, I guess it's probably over, it is over 100 people, maybe 200, who serve on these advisory boards for free and are doing such great work for the county. And it gives us that opportunity to say, oh, okay, so, for example, the Affordable Housing Advisory Board wants to take a look at how we've spent money on affordable housing and what, you know, like how long did the projects take? Who are they serving? What areas are they in? Sort of just have a baseline data so that they can work to give us advice in the future. And then they're also going to work on the rubric in a couple more years when we have the $5 million, so that the rubric for applicants is tweaked. Well, more than a little tweaked, but, you know, refined. So it was very, it's always very interesting. And the ABC board comes as well. They're fairly independent, actually. I think we approved the chair, and they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars supporting $700,000 direct to the county. And then they give several hundred thousand to law enforcement and then to these nonprofits that help prevent and treat for alcohol abuse, you know, including some of the university programming, keep people out of jail, get them treatment, do prevention. So it's kind of, it's really fun for us to have that connection, at least annually.
Speaking with Jamesetta Bedford, chair of the Orange County Commissioners, anything else stand out from that kind of lightning round of information last night?
Oh, I'm trying to think. The Visitors Bureau, we are slowly recovering. Well, I mean, we're in recovery mode. That's always good. And as always, they're working on the midweek, you know, trying to book conventions for midweek. And apparently the larger venues, that hasn't come back quite as much, but they're working on it. And it's sort of related to another discussion we had that they do. By the way, I did, because this was news to me, they have a list of minority businesses. So folks who are interested in supporting us can go to the Visitors Bureau's website and click on that link. If you have a minority-owned business, you can email over to the Visitors Bureau and get added. So that was very interesting as well. And the Arts Commission, we know, is doing some fabulous work with throughout the county.
It's a familiar voice of Jamesetta Bedford, chair of the Orange County Commissioners. We were talking about last night's Board of Commissioners meeting. Got a couple other items that I'd like to get to as well. One of those is you had the Orange County Emergency Services Awards this morning that I believe you were at. Any updates from that?
Yeah, it was very nice. We were up at Bonnie B. Davis, and so that's a small boardroom area. And I don't remember this event happening before. Maybe COVID, you know, they had to stop it. I don't know. But it was nice to attend and see some of the promotions. When you get promoted, you take another oath of affirmation on your promotion. There were some awards for, professional achievements. Several of the 911 center operators got their advanced telecommunicator certificates. That's the highest that you can do in the whole state. One got an intermediate. Some unit citations, and it's always, you know, people appreciate being told thank you, and they really appreciate being recognized. And I wasn't expecting to speak, and then there I was on the program. So I had to just speak and say say those words, you know, thank you. Most of us, it's not on our minds. You know, it's sort of that just in time. But you, when you dial 911, you expect that phone to be answered. And they did an incredible thousands and thousands of calls within 10 seconds. They were answered. Like 98% were within that 10 seconds. Even though they had some obstacles, you know, with staffing, and they had a limit time off and those kinds of things, it was nice to celebrate them today. It makes your heart warm.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where there's a lot of work that you have to do as a commissioner, but I feel like the occasional event like this, where you're really just honoring and recognizing somebody who's making the community better and safer, that's got to feel good when you get those pieces
exactly.
of business.
Yes, it really does.
Another piece of good news that we got kind of on the county level is we got a kind of round of numbers of people who have signed up for the Lumos high-speed internet so far, and that number was higher than I was expecting. It looks like we've had over 1,500 people so far. Do you have any other updates on that?
Well, we are behind in what we had thought we would be able to do, but we're consistent. We haven't gotten further behind, and that's almost like 24% of the original. It was a little over 6,000 that we had planned, and we do know that we have donut holes, right? Like people, they definitely email us but it's at the end of my block. And what do you mean it's not coming to my block? You know, wouldn't it be cheaper if they could come now? And we have to say, right now we have these donut holes across the county, and so. Staff is working to try to develop a plan. It'll probably be December, January, before we have an idea of cost and how we can partner to get more of those homes and areas filled. So for the folks that are still waiting, it's slow and tedious. but for those who have it, I think they're happy. And some who could have it, but they're staying with their current provider, it's nice to have a choice.
Absolutely. And it's a story we're definitely continuing to follow along with. Another story we're suddenly following along with is it looks like we're going to have a runoff election in Orange County for the third and final open school board seat. Anything on the county commissioner front on there now being another local election coming up?
Well, we had budgeted. You know, I remember when we budgeted thinking, gosh, is Ms. Raper, you know, why? The numbers don't seem right to me. It seems like one too many. I didn't realize that we could have this runoff, you know, both for two of the state council Republican offices, as well as the Orange County School Board seat. So we have it in the budget. I don't remember the, you know, it came out. And it's not finally determined, but tomorrow or whenever they finish, the elections board finishes their canvass, which is tomorrow or the 15th, I'm not sure. Then Bonnie Hauser has asked that if the other candidate, Ms. Moore, Dr. Moore, doesn't have the 50% to go ahead and have the runoff election. So I think was it May 12th? What is that?
I don't have the exact date. It's definitely early-ish May.
Yeah, and it's going to be a Tuesday, and there'll be early voting. So I don't know if it's the 14th, what day. We'll find out. So it doesn't look like it. It just doesn't look like there would be that chance to get the votes, because there weren't that many provisional and absentee ballots still to count in Orange County. And, you know, some provisionals won't be accepted. So the numbers look like there'll be another one for the school board, and there will be one for the two state council offices for the Republican second primary. Yes.
We're speaking with James Etta Bedford from the Orange County Commissioners, and we are getting to the point where we're almost out of time. So I'll ask you if there's anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet.
Oh, I don't think so. It is wonderful weather. I was looking for, I know there are some upcoming events, and I'll find, oh, yes, you probably covered it yesterday with the North-South BRT and the potential funding. It's in the president's budget, you know, the $138.3 million. It's an important step forward, and Chapel Hill Transit BRT team, you know, I just wish them, this is a happy dance, you know, a very important next step.
Absolutely. We got our eye on that one, too, and hopefully that makes it through the entire federal budget process and we get to see that progress continue. James Etta, great stuff as always. I appreciate you taking the time and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, good. We meet on Tuesday, so we'll have some more information.